This idiom originates from one of Aesop's fables. In the story, a farmer and his wife are in possession of a goose that lays golden eggs. Due to their greed, they decide to kill the goose, believing there would be more gold inside. Upon doing so, they discover that the goose is normal inside, and they have destroyed the one thing that was providing for them. Today, the phrase is used more broadly to mean to destroy or ruin something valuable or lucrative through greed or short-sightedness. It is often used to criticize the tendency to try to extract more significant, more immediate profits rather than accepting smaller, steady gains. 2. Clean bill of health. The idiom clean bill of health is used to describe a state of good physical or mental health. It is thought to have originated in the 16th century. The phrase likely came from the concept of a bill of health, a document issued by a doctor or other medical professional attesting to the good health of an individual. In the past, it was common for people to travel long distances or spend extended periods of time away from home, and a bill of health was used to demonstrate that they were in good health and not carrying any diseases that could be transmitted to others. Today, the phrase clean bill of health is used more broadly to describe any state of good physical or mental health. It is often used in a positive or complimentary way, implying that the person is free of any major health issues or concerns. However, it can also be used more generally to describe any situation in which an individual or entity is deemed to be in good health or functioning properly. 3. Food for thought. The idiomatic phrase food for thought is used to describe something that is thought-provoking or that requires consideration or contemplation. It's believed to have originated in the early 17th century and is thought to be a reference to the idea of nourishing the mind as food nourishes the body. It is often used to suggest that the information or ideas presented are intellectually stimulating, offering new perspectives or insights. An alternative theory suggests that the phrase might have been derived from the practice of medieval scholars who would discuss serious matters over a meal. The discussions would be considered as food for the mind, hence the expression food for thought. Regardless of its origin, the phrase is often used to introduce a topic or idea that is complex or difficult to understand. It is commonly used in educational or philosophical discussions, literature, and in everyday conversations to indicate that the speaker or writer is offering information or ideas that require further reflection and consideration. 4. Hold out an olive branch. The phrase hold out an olive branch is used to describe the act of offering peace, reconciliation, or forgiveness to someone. It has a rich history dating back to ancient Greece and Egypt, where the olive branch was regarded as a symbol of peace or victory. In Greece, olive branches were used by supplicants, a person who asks a god or someone who is in a position of power for something in a humble way, to show their status when visiting temples or approaching people of a higher rank. The olive branch also appears in Greek mythology, such as in the competition between Athena and Poseidon when they fought over the possession of Athens. Athena took possession after planting the first olive tree beside a well. Furthermore, olive wreaths have also been worn and awarded to Olympic victors. Today, it appears on the Great Seal of the United States, as well as on the flag of Cyprus, symbolizing peace and victory. 5. In over his head. There are a few theories about the origin of the idiom, in over his head. One possible explanation is that it originated from the practice of diving or swimming. If a person is in over his head, it could mean that they are in water that is too deep for them, and they may be in danger of drowning. In this context, being in over one's head could refer to being in a situation beyond one's depth or ability to handle it. Another theory is that the phrase may have originated from horse racing. In this context, in over his head could refer to a horse running too fast for its rider to control, leading the rider to be in over his head. Finally, the phrase could simply be a figurative way of saying that someone is in a situation that is too difficult or complex for them to handle. In this case, the phrase is used to describe someone who is facing challenges or problems that are beyond their ability to cope with. Regardless of its exact origin, the idiom is now widely used to describe someone facing a situation beyond their ability to handle. 6. Can of worms. Can of worms is a vivid idiom used to describe a situation that